Galen Beards with me with the national. He's actually with AgriLiquid, but national strategy and product management lead. And let's talk a little bit about economics, Galen. You know, obviously, a lot of folks are using AgriLiquid, finding it and how it can work into their operation. But the economics of this, you know, tell us how the economics work and how it can pay off for a farmer.
Yeah, it's you know, we're having to focus on that a little bit more now, Alan, than we have the last few years. And guys, we're just advising the guys, you know, when it comes to crop nutrition, we're obviously a big piece of that. We just are encouraging guys, make sure you get your soil test, look at the inventory of nutrients you have out there. But more so this year than it has been the last few years is don't forget profit keeps you in business. And it's easy to chase revenue, but that profit is where you're going to be in business year over year.
You know, and this has been a tough year for a lot of farmers, not only in Kentucky, but I think across the Midwest, a little dry year and kind of a challenging year with prices, too.
It has, yeah. When the prices go down and then you're one of the victims of some adverse weather, whether that be a hailstorm or a drought, it makes things tougher. And, you know, that's one thing that's hard going into the next year, because if you just came out of a drought, your tendency is to really pull back on those expenses. And it's just a time of year a guy should evaluate where those pullbacks should occur. You can't get overboard with those, or you just let one bad year become two bad years.
Is it time to get comfortable with lower yields, or you think we'll be back where we didn't want to be sometime?
Yeah, I think that's a hard question to answer a little bit there, Alan, and that is one thing we're telling guys to advise is, you know, or to think about as we come into the 2025 growing season is that sometimes at the top, especially when it comes to fertility, there's some diminishing returns. You know, at those lower yield levels, let's say a guy's growing 180 bushel the acre corn, he could probably do that on 0.8 pounds of nitrogen. Sometimes when you start getting that 250, 270, you're back up to that 1.2 pounds of nitrogen. That's not a bad thing, but you're not getting the same return that you do at that bottom end.
You know, for years we've been pushing to see how much can we get, how much crop can we get, and so forth. And maybe it's time we have to say, well, maybe we've done what we can do and just be efficient at it.
Yeah, I think efficiency is the key word there. You mentioned it. And it's hard once you set the bar high. If you've, if you've ever driven a combine through 280 bushel of the acre corn, it's addicting. Yeah. But, you know, this year, guys, you're going to have to be addicted to profit. And right. You need to scrutinize whether that 280 is the best yield for your profitability or whether you can be happy seeing 230 on that yield monitor.
I think we're seeing the same thing in Kentucky. You know, obviously, folks love those big yields, but last couple of years we haven't necessarily had those.
Yeah, I know, and that's hard, and it becomes compounding. You know, like we mentioned earlier, you get a low price and a low yield. Oh boy, it's just hard when you look to the future to go, okay, how do I start pushing my chips back in for another year? But you know, if you're going to be in the business, you got to ride the ups and downs of it. But again, there are some things that we get almost built into our programs that we don't really scrutinize. Hey, I've used this for years or I've done that for years. And it's just a good time to step back and say, hey, is everything I'm doing still returning me what I thought it was?
From an economic standpoint, how do you align your crop management plan with the return on investment? And obviously, in years, tough years like we've had, a lot of dry weather, it's a kind of a challenge, isn't it?
It's a very big challenge. I'm going to tell you, I'll give your listeners a cheat tool here. When it comes to crop nutrition, by and large, farmers land somewhere on a corn crop around 20% of expected gross revenue. So I always go out and look at that December corn price, which today is hovering around $4.40 a bushel. If I were 200 bushels per acre, that's $880 an acre revenue. You'd be about 20% of that for your fertilizer budget. And I try to hold my nitrogen component of that within 50%. But I think that's just at least a little bit of a guideline that guys can think about going into the year. And, you know, if you can get it down to 16 or 17%, great. It gives you a little breathing room. But, you know, it's just some sort of guideline. Can I fertilize my crop in that envelope?
Yeah, a good partner in AgriLiquid works with us in Kentucky. Talk about him.
Yeah, Rob Marcourt down there. Robbie is our representative down there in Kentucky. He is a lifelong Kentucky resident and passionate about agriculture in Kentucky. And so if anyone has any questions, certainly they can go to our website, agriliquid.com, and Robbie's information is right there, and he loves to talk ag.
He heads you down to Murray State for some racer games.
Yeah, he lives right near Murray State, and he's always touting, the basketball program. Oh, yeah. Obviously, he wants the football program to show up a little bit more, but I think in today's world of NIL, you're almost going to pick a sport to be good in.
Oh, yeah. So. Galen, great to see you. Great to talk with you here at NAFB. Appreciate all you guys that work with us in Kentucky, and look forward to seeing some good things in the future.
Yeah, Alan, thanks for having me on.
And, of course, we're reporting live from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting with Your Ag Edge. Get your picture.